The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
All right. Okay. Call me childish.
I know you are.
Call me childish, but you know
shallow?
What? Not shallow. Childish. There's a big difference between being childish and shallow.
And having the same thing that crack no, up every Wednesday.
It does. It cracks me up. And you know what? And the funny thing was tickled. Is when other people were in here, like Jerry, you know, when Jerry was learning how to run the boards, he's sitting here, he played it all the time. We sit there just laugh. Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:07 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
I guess it's kind of like watching Roadrunner cartoons.
Well,
and they still are funny.
They are. You know what? But I've gotten over the Three Stooges. I've watched the Three Stooges the other day, and I thought, this isn't funny anymore.
Have you ever known somebody like the Camel Guy?
Oh, yeah.
The voice of the camel?
Oh, not the voice, but I've known people like that. Yeah. They just, right. Yeah. And it's like, okay, what do you want? What's the weather look
the
like?
The backslappers.
Besides the fact that this is not a day to bundle up as you go outside, this may be the day to get into to your red and tuxedo, the Hawaiian shirt.
The Hawaiian shirt, exactly. Right. Well, it is going to be a hot day. That's what I'm looking at the little square in front of me. This is from the, the detailed forecast. And it just says hot.
That's all it says. It says hot. No, it says damn hot. It says damn hot. Damn hot is Friday.
You know how you have this is just hot. The seasonings that are like the triple red, like the tongue burner, and the ones that are going to make you sweat.
The tongue burner.
Then it's going to be the stomach burner,
The stomach burner.
When you look at the hot sauces. Well, today's just kind of semi-hot. Going through the week, it's going to be the stomach burner, like turn your inside out. No, hot today with 108, mostly clear today with temperatures around
78.
Okay, now tomorrow. So if you're going to walk your dogs, listen to us on the iPhone or, through your iTunes or whatever. Because you need to be out right now.
Well, Sunny came back in and Sun Goat comes in. She says, I already walked it. Yesterday she said, no, this was early. She says, I already walked the little fluff.
Oh, yeah. You've got to walk your fluffs. And so and it's time to garden if you're going to garden and pull weeds and do any of that right now.
Otherwise, after 9 o'clock, it's okay for you. Linda told me it's okay for me just to lay someplace and pant like a lizard.
And don't be an idiot and mow your lawn or weed, what if you actually have a lawn, or weed whack when it's the middle of the day. That starts fires.
Right. Army matey.
First of all.
Look at Bob and his beard. Army matey.
Arg.
Oh, my goodness, Bob.
Army matey.
Hey, we're going to talk about that in a second because we're all going to be doing Dancing with the Stars somehow on some level this weekend. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 72. Tomorrow, if you haven't heard this, you're hearing it for the first time now. Tomorrow is going to be 112 and then Friday 113. So we haven't seen these kinds of temperatures predictions. I don't think we reached it last year. Perhaps not the year before, but we maybe got to 109, but I don't remember it ever getting to 113 in the last couple of years. Do you remember that, Bob? Did we ever get the – I remember the first year I moved to
Reading. It's been a couple of years since we peaked into the teens.
Right.
And by the way, the fire up in South Lake Tahoe, the Washington fire, which was 10% contained yesterday and it's burning 20,000 acres, it's no longer contained. The wind came up.
Oh, boy.
There's no humidity and it is hotter than heck.
Oh, boy.
So there you go. That's going to be okay. That and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The weather report is brought to you by the Shasta Gas Propane. They would prefer to bring much cooler weather to you because they sell propane, and it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a better-known business. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Right for all your needs, right?
And lest we complain too much about the heat, imagine the firefighters who are out there not only in that heat
but in
next
equipment.
To a fire. They're wearing head-to-toe Nomex and carrying about 50 pounds of gear.
You know, remember we had the hot shots in here and the smoke jump. And you just know they're
That's
all out
a certain
there.
Type of person.
You know, they're out there. Oh, yeah, they're adrenaline junkies.
Say thank
they're
you.
All adrenaline junkies. Yeah, in a good sense.
Well, you know what's happening this Saturday? Dancing with the Stars,
Shasta
County Stars.
Let me think.
What?
The reason your producer has a brain that resembles Swiss cheese.
Yeah, Bob's doing all the videos for all the.
Because there's a lot of work with the dancers.
12 videos.
You have the dancers and you have the contestants. Okay, and when you think about the preparation, already we've had a few injuries.
We've already lost two of the dancers. You know, one to a stress fracture and the other one to a busted collarbone.
Well, the busted collarbone was from outside of dancing.
Okay,
and probably the stress fracture was because of something that, maybe jumping out of an airplane or something like that, that maybe after he arched his foot a certain way, it just was like, that's it.
And he arched his foot. The idea of Ted Leidy. Arching his foot and pirouetting is something that has just stuck in my head.
Dance on the ball of his toes.
Yeah.
Dance the ball of his foot. Okay, well, let's talk about this weekend, and there are just a few tickets left.
It's usually a
big sold-out event, and we want to, because I know I can tell you right now, I love this community, but this community is a last-minute, like, well, let's just see if we can buy tickets. Well,
and then they get upset.
They
go, wait a minute, I couldn't get in. Well,
okay,
when did you buy a ticket?
Okay, here's how you get your tickets. You can call 244-0118, and Christy will take your call. So it's 244-0118. Well, here's a few trivia things. I'm going to be judging, of course, and Patrick John will be judging as well. The very first champion was actually Patrick John, and you know them. You know Patrick from Q97. We love him. In 2007, he was paired with Kathy Babcock, who was your dancing instructor, and you guys won Judges' Choice Awards.
That's right.
And that was a fantastic year as well.
And Kathy is taking this year off due to health reasons, but stepping into the – we were going to say step into big shoes, but I've seen Kathy's feet, so that doesn't apply. Monica Fisher, who I have watched on cameras – I've been doing this for 6 years now – I watched on camera Monica Fisher go from this 14-year-old, very gawky young lady into this extremely self-possessed young woman who is pursuing a career in engineering. She's in college
now.
Robotics. She's into robotics. She is articulate. I mean, the first year, I couldn't get three words in a row out of this young lady. And this year, it was like, wow, who is this person and what have you done with Monica Fisher? You know,
but she's amazing.
She's really blossomed and interesting cast this year.
It'll be fun. In 2010, Maria Orozco, of course, from the Rancheria and does so much with Wind River. They're amazing. How beautiful of a person she is. She won both the Judges' Choice and First Place Awards.
With her hip hop.
She's amazing. She's just all around an amazing woman, and we love her. Perfect scores in any one routine have been awarded to just seven out of 48 contestants through the years. In 2013, Dee Domke, age 81, won first place but was unable to participate in the event. Her husband had passed away, unfortunately, and she just, instead understudy performed her routines. There was a first. In 2014, Jason Hart became the second gentleman to win first place and the Judges' Choice Awards. Plus, we had the first tie for the Judges' Choice Award. Pro dancers Monica Fisher, who we were just talking about, and Nathan Myers have been in the show for 5 years. Monica is our dance director this year, like you were talking, replacing Kathy Babcock. And pro dancers Jordan Stevens has been in the show for 4 years. Mm-hmm. This will be, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll. This is the ninth year for Dancing with the Stars, and I've judged for 8.
Mm-hmm. Now, one additional thing I would throw out is that this year there will be, in addition to the top money getter and the top Judges Award. There will also be a People's Choice Award where the audience will be able to vote
three different ways
for their favorite couple, regardless of how much money and regardless of what numbers the judges put up.
That's
right. So you could have there's three different ways for people to be recognized. And there's also one person could take it all. One person could do the trifecta, raise the most money, be the best dancer, and be the audience favorite. So,
but
you need to get tickets. And then how to get tickets
give them a call, 244-0118. And, of course, we
extension,
do know. Extension 02.
There you go.
Okay, now 202. Excuse me, 202. And, you know, it's held at the Cascade Theater, and you got to get your tickets early. You can't just go to the gate and get tickets. Remember, this is a fundraiser for One Safe Place. So the monies that are raised this night go to One Safe Place, and we love it. Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style.
That's right. You know, and one of the things that we have, you know, with being this hot, and, you know, people have air conditioning, but you don't want it because, the price of electricity, so you may be running your air conditioner less or higher. You know, it's being able to get a good night's sleep. And, of course, our ability to sleep very well on our Sleep Number bed is just outstanding. My Sleep Number setting, of course, is 45. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is
40. And last night at 9:30, I said, that's it. I'm tired.
That's it.
I think the heat, perhaps just a lot of activity, getting ready for a lot of upcoming events, just stuff. And I don't think I woke up once until this morning at 5 o'clock. That was a sleep through.
That's right. And all
sleep through.
Well, we sleep all through the night because we're on the best bed ever because it's been rated number one by Consumer Reports. You can adjust it to any way you feel with your dual air technology. Then, of course, you also have the Sleep IQ technology where you don't have to do anything but sleep. And it senses your movements and all this and will give you ideas like perhaps, you know, a different setting, perhaps, turn off the TV earlier. Things like this through the Sleep IQ technology. You don't have to do anything except sleep there. You can get that on your Sleep Number bed. However, the only way to do that is to head down to the Target Shopping Center and go on into the Sleep Number store, talk to Brian and Janice, and have them show you. Lay on one of the beds. See how well it is, how much it works for you. And right now, you can discover the Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology and save $500 to $650 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress set, but you can't do it unless you go down to Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Been rehearsing, gotten coached, and now the local dancers and their pro partners go on stage at the Cascade Theater Saturday, June 27th for the 9th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. This huge fundraising extravaganza for One Safe Place is proudly sponsored by Dignity Health, Record Searchlight, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater, online at ospshasta.org, or at the box office. You think Dancing with the Stars was fun on TV? Wait till you see Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Don't miss it.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market. for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, if you still have any grass to mow, we have some ethanol-free 93. And if you've been putting off spraying your wood decks, fences, now's the time for log and shake oil. We have it in a 5-gallon pails ready to go. Joe's back at Weaverville, so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy is a CFN fleet-wide card lock and accepted over 40,000 locations at the Pilot, Petro, Chevron, Flying J and Love's, and TA truck stops. So call the renting office and get signed up. We have red off-highway diesel at all of our card locks, race car fuel for all the jet skis, motorcycles, and hot rods. If you need a home or a job site delivery, give us a call. Reading, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Got my first real six-string, loaded at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69.
Well.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:22 in the morning and 77 degrees. Is that right? 77? Going for it, aren't we?
We're going to be up to 108 today.
Oh, man. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. And their cardiac unit is top in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional is treating people well, been there for 70 years. You know, before we get into this other, some of the other stuff here, I like this. Our fur kid is getting suited up right now to go out on a walk with her dad. Now, there's something else I want to talk about that I think I need to share this with people. I know you've got these other things. Last night, Linda tied me down to a chair. She duct taped me to a chair and made me watch this movie. It's called yes. Whiplash.
I've tried to get you to watch this movie now for 3-4 months. I have.
Whiplash. Now, this is a story.
It's an indie film.
This is the story of a kid who is a drummer and his professor who is a tough, mean, hard son of a do-do-do-do. And he's just, you know, his students are just terrified of him. And these are students at an academy. This isn't like in a high school or regular college. This is at a music – this is at the top music school supposedly in the United States. And this kid is a drummer. As it turns out, when we watched the Academy Awards where I was tied down, the guy that won the Academy Award for best – it was – Best Supporting Actor,
Best
Supporting Actor, though. It should have. I mean, I don't know why he didn't get Best Actor, but Best Supporting Actor won. He won the Academy Award for that. And this is a guy you see. His name's J.K. or J.T. something. You see him. He's the guy that's in those commercials about the insurance.
Plays in a lot Prudential, of comedy
Prudential,
roles.
Prudential, and he's been in all comedy roles. That guy. He's been in all these comedy roles.
Played a dad.
And he's played, you know, he played all characters. Well, he wins the Academy Award for this, and I tell you what, I can see why. But this movie is a great, great movie. And when you're married to a singer and entertainer, I mean, it is nonstop patter during the movie. I'm sure that they had dialogue. I'm not sure. But when we were talking about,
sort of a pop-up video of sort of thing, huh?
I tell you what, and here's something good. I could hardly watch the movie while it was very good. I wanted to jump in and smack the teacher.
Okay.
Horrible way to teach. Now, but he was almost like a drone instructor.
Okay, there
Tearing
you
him
go.
Down. But the telling part of the movie was when he said to him, more careers.
With two words are your death sentence.
Are your death sentence, and more careers are ruined. And those two words are good job. He says, I could have said good job to you.
Or good enough.
Or good enough. That's
just, when I hear it's good enough.
Good enough.
That's okay. Because I'm just like, ooh,
because then you believe it's good enough when truly it's not. And this is what this guy did. And you think that at one time, you know, at the end of the, you know, toward the end of the movie, you think, okay, the kid's out of it. He's ruined. I mean, for a number of reasons. But then comes back. But then, you know, it appears that the teacher turns and invites him again.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch this movie. It's
like
on, I think it's on HBO or cinema. You get Netflix. I'm sure it's on one of those. Get the movie and watch it. It is worth it. And I tell you what, you're right, Son Gold. You mentioned a couple of times you just wanted to reach out and just, you know, thumb this guy in the eye. On the other hand, coming from our end. From Linda's end, because she understands
it. And your end.
I said, why are you getting so excited? She says, how would you like to have your whole unit marching and one person be out of step? And I went, oh. She says, what would the drill instructor do? Oh, you hit you upside the head. Okay, maybe
there
not exactly that, but it would be bad.
You have to go peel potatoes.
There you go. So, anyway.
Well, the thing is how I related to it. And, you know, I never pushed myself that hard because I think we all, you know, you could be mediocre, but then the drive to become excellent. And there, when you walk through the door, when one can walk through the door for the greatness is because perhaps that's when they wanted to quit or they couldn't handle the pressure.
They couldn't take the next step. And part of this was one of his students had hung himself. One of his prior students had hung himself, and they had said it was his fault for being too tough on him. And the bottom line on this is just like Linda says, you need somebody there that's just going to push you through that next step till you become the next Birdman.
Exactly, the next Birdman. But we were talking about, you know, like in the Russian ballet, in the ballet, you want to talk about brutal. The world of ballet is very – not that I'm a ballet dancer, but – The 7 to 8 hours a day of dancing, the feet that are deformed, the bloody feet, they dance. And let me tell you, their instructors, it is, some people would call it radical, but you cannot tell me that those Russian gymnasts and these gymnasts that are at the top of their game, you may say, oh, it's somewhat torturous, but it's a life choice. It's a life choice. And this kid would practice. He pushed himself and he practiced until his fingers were bloody. And yes, there were parts of it that were sadistic. But at the end, when their eyes met, it was like, you know what? You got it. Didn't have to say anything. He just said in his eyes. His eyes to his eyes were like, yeah. Now you're there.
Anyway, it was something that I'm glad you duct taped me to a chair. and then the dog came over and licked my face while it was going on.
So, all right. Do you want to talk about the five things?
Quickly,
I know we're going to have to take a break.
We take a break, but then I've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, serious stuff on the other side.
Okay, five things you need to know today. Number one, the Rubner and Pinckney is going to lie in the state of South Carolina capital. The casket of South Carolina State Senator Clementa Pinckney will lie in state Wednesday for public viewing. Pinckney was the chief pastor of Emmanuel AIM Church, was one of the nine victims in the Charleston, South Carolina shooting.
He was the one leading the prayer service.
Okay. Number two, Americans trash $640 worth of food a year.
A piece.
Americans throw away hundreds of dollars worth of food every year, but the environment impact of trash leftovers piling up in landfills is going largely unnoticed, according to a survey out Wednesday from the American Chemistry Council. At that time, when Americans may be more attuned than ever to the environmental impacts of buying food. So there's number two. Number three, Snarniev to be formally sentenced to death. That's the Boston
bomber.
Marathon bomber.
Now, he also has got a chance. He's going to have a chance to address the court during this.
Right.
So you don't know what's going to happen there.
So there's the death penalty. Number four, Jindal to announce 2016 plans in New Orleans. He's an already crowded field. Well, there's already a crowded field in the 2016 Republican nomination for president. Jindal's announcement comes as no surprise as the governor formed a presidential exploratory committee in May. He's a two-term governor who's known for his opposition to the Affordable Care Act and attention to Christian conservatives. Jindal will be the 12th candidate in the Republican field.
Okay, these Republicans, they are so racist. They can't, you know, it's a party of old men, and yet they're running people of East Indian, black, women.
Hispanic.
Hispanics. And I don't know, is there an old white guy? Yeah, there is an old white guy in there. Is that Trump? And a businessman. Anyway, I mean, this, you know what, frankly, the thing you have to watch out for is the mainstream media will tell you who you're going to vote for. They're going to winnow it out as fast as they can because they don't have enough people anymore to cover the racist.
And number five, review of U.S. hostage policy due and new policies likely. A report on U.S. hostage policy we released Wednesday, 6 months after President Obama ordered a task force review. Yeah. New policies and a plan to create an office to work with families of hostage kidnapped overseas are likely to be announced.
And it was announced. And what it says is before you could not deal with if your loved ones or someone you knew was taken by the a terrorist group, you could not deal with them. It just had to be through the government. This is a huge change in the sense that now families can deal with the terrorist governments who have taken their loved ones. They can pay ransoms. They can do whatever they need to get their families back. But the U.S. will not be involved in the execution of that. But they will have an office there that they'll have somebody to talk to.
Coming back, let's talk a little bit about what's happening at Lake Mead.
Well, that and this, Don Featherstone died.
Okay, let's find out more about that when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
I'm ready.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 7:34 in the morning. We're climbing up there in the 80s. It's going to be 108 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 72. Thursday, my goodness, that's tomorrow. I'm going to be announcing a really special guest I'm going to be actually sitting in because Molly Kidd has taken over and doing the summer replacement for On the Spot with Linda Bott. And that's a blast because she's always wanted to do radio. So I said, here you go, girlfriend. It's yours. Have your Thursday night fun and do your thing. Well, tomorrow night I'm going to be sitting in because I have a very special guest. So I'll be telling you more about that. So tomorrow is 112. You may want to stay in and listen. mostly clear tomorrow night with temperatures around 75. We have another beautiful woman in the house with us today. And
this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right off 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. That's right, estate jewelry of the finest quality. In fact, all of his jewelry is the finest quality, Leonard and his associates. Head on down there, find out what he has. If he doesn't have what you're looking for, ask him, and guess what? Leonard can find it. That's right. And the only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Give them a call, 222-2750. It's not very often that Christy Kidd comes in here without this smile. That is just, well, now it's coming back.
Not related but when to I, Molly but, Kidd. But.
But when I walked around the corner to say hi to Christy, it was just her little smile was just, you could only see like 12 teeth instead of 20. and it's because she's on a crutch.
Yes, my husband bought me a beautiful, lovely.
It is a gold cane.
Nice cane.
A bling cane.
Nice
it
cane.
Is. It's sparkling.
And your leg is all. Mm-hmm. Now tell me you weren't one of the Dancing with the Stars. You know what? Dancing with the Stars this year is getting to be dangerous. We've had two of the dancers just get damaged.
Yep.
And then now we're seeing Hugh, one of the pros, walking in here.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I wasn't in Dancing with the Stars anymore. I did this. Right. Dancing with a different company.
Oh, did you do this
so
dancing?
I did it dancing. I did.
What is it?
And you're like, you're a pro. So this is not like, but it happens. Injuries
it
happen.
It does.
Like athletes.
Yes. I had fractured a toe about a month and a half ago. And in trying to avoid making that worse, I changed the choreography in my solo. Of course, it had to happen during a solo by myself. And I landed on my left foot and then tore my ACL.
Okay.
So I didn't land correctly is the moral of that story. So,
well, as a dancer and the fact that you've been doing that, you have a degree in it as well. Mm-hmm. And you danced in Stockton with with the major dance team on the courts.
Yep.
You've been injured before.
Not like this. Okay. This is definitely the worst I've ever done, but that's okay. I'm learning that I should listen when they tell me to stop. So now I'm resting
Isn't
and
that
I'm
well, you know,
teaching.
That's you know, Ted Leidy. We laughed about Ted. I mean, I laugh at him anyway about a lot of things
of
because he's a funny guy. Mm-hmm. But the thing that really is that they put a walking cast on him.
Oh,
And the reason was because he wouldn't stop. You know, he was still having to do his work, and then the doc finally says, "Well, let's just do this," and they slapped
now
it on him.
Move.
And I tell you what, when we were training lieutenants, lieutenants would get a sprain, and the first thing when they go down for these, and these sprains would be bad. The first thing the doctor would do out there at the basic school is he'd slap a cast on them. I mean, a real cast all the way up to their knee for a sprain. And the reason he did that. Keep them off their foot. Otherwise, they'd be out there pushing, and they'd really damage themselves. So, and you're getting
and
up there in age.
About.
Look at you. You're getting up there in age. You must be, 22?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No. Not quite, but thank you.
You're ageless.
Oh,
okay, well, let's talk about – you're here to share with our listeners about what's happening at Turtle Bay.
I am.
And so let's shoot.
Well, we have Mindbender Mansion right now. It's our big exhibition for the summer, and it is wonderful. It takes up both galleries, so it's really big. There's lots to do in there, and it's all brain teasers and puzzles. And basically, you walk in, you get this little intro video about the Mindbender Society, and you go through the mansion, you go through room to room, and do all these different puzzles and brain teasers. And as you solve things, you get clues, and if you get through the whole thing, you can be in the Mindbender Society. It's very exciting.
That's great.
There's also Hall of Fame. You can be in that, too.
Or you can take a little lump of sugar. And, oh, no, that was the old days.
That was the last
okay,
one.
That was, okay.
But with this one, it's really fun because it's for all ages, but you can also – there are some – individual tasks and things, and then there are group ones. So there are certain things you can't really do by yourself. It's kind of hard to do if you do it by yourself. I tried. But it's really interesting
and
fun.
On, you ended up on a
cane? Yeah, and I ended up on a cane.
My gosh, it
no,
must be tough for kids.
No, this didn't happen in Turtle Bay, I promise.
Oh, okay. All right.
it's really fun. It's really interesting. And it also is air-conditioned, so it's a good place to go.
So, now,
when did the exhibit open?
It opened the end of May, and it's open through Labor Day.
So, go back and see it every day so you can just lay in there. Lay in there and pant like a lizard and just sit there and go, I'll try this one today and spend 8 hours, drink water, drink the free water, you know, go on out. Put your fingers in the water next to the beaver. I mean, come on.
Great time to take your kids. We just had we had our kids here. We did a lot of stuff out at the lake. But this is something that's really great. They would have loved this if we had more time. Mm-hmm. But so now, how long will this exhibit last?
It's open through Labor Day.
Through Labor Day.
We got time.
And then,
Ram 35.
Is that me?
Which one
Ram
of us is doing that?
I'm wondering if that's my computer.
Oh, no. That was okay. Who cares? That's great. Now, you know what? I understand it's so hot out there. Your lorikeets?
Uh-huh.
That they're just laying there fanning themselves. That they don't even fly. They walk over and go, how about a little juice? How about a little juice? You know, and they just kind of like fanning themselves.
Yep.
You know,
they get little showers.
Little misters
out there.
I think
you're used to it.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
Where they're tropical, right? So, or where are they from?
I'm not sure, but they're outdoors all year long here. So they got to get used to it.
Right. Now, is Turtle Bay open with exhibits
every
all year long?
Every bird for himself.
Sorry. Say that again. I got distracted.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Are the exhibits open in all year long?
Most of them are. The Pear Playhouse is. That's open all year, every day that we're open anyway. And then the exhibits, we have one all year long, but we have a couple weeks in between each when we're changing them out. But we always have something going on. That's
like
for sure.
At Christmas, when we think about families coming at Christmas, we think, oh gosh, what can we do? Well, maybe this is a good thing to do.
Yeah, typically they change out beginning of May, middle of September, and beginning of January is the only couple of weeks period of time when we don't have an exhibit open.
Okay,
in between switching them out and things like that. So.
All right, so you're here to talk about the
Mindbender Mansion. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what else is going on at Turtle Bay?
Well, this is just a little shout out, but Timber, our beaver, his birthday was yesterday. He's 1 year old.
We've had Beaver here.
Mm-hmm. He's sweet.
Timber, I mean, in the station.
A beaver birthday. Do you have little beaver cakes?
No.
How do you make a cake for a beaver?
I wouldn't know the answer to that.
Well,
how would you do this?
No, this is how you do it. You would take little wood shavings.
That's true.
And you put it in there with little elm twigs and things, and then and you kind of bind it together, and you give it to a Timber. I'd know what he'd love it. See,
he'd probably take it apart and put it back together, and give
and
it the look and then like
run
you
over,
didn't do this right.
Run over and put it in the toilet to block the water.
A little beaver cake.
Yes.
A little beaver cake. That's what I'm thinking. A little beaver cake with a little candle on it.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
You may have something going here.
Right?
To sell a beaver cake for $5 for the kids.
You know what? Yeah. You missed your chance.
I know.
So little Timber beaver cakes.
Next year.
Next year.
Birthday.
Could be something to take home as a souvenir from Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But anyway, that was a minor one.
Oh, okay. No, it's his birthday.
We talked about it for 2 minutes.
No, that's great. And then you still have the animal shows going on.
We do. Those are Tuesday through Sunday, twice a day, 11 o'clock and noon, assuming it isn't over 100 degrees.
Okay. I was going to ask you that. If it's over 100 degrees, we don't have the shows. It's too tough. It's too tough on the animals.
Right. Yep. Too tough on them. Too tough on the audience, quite frankly.
Right.
It's just not worth it.
It's mainly, frankly, when it gets right down to your animal, people who take care of your animals could care less about the audience.
That's true.
When you get down to it. I've been in races before that there were animals involved, and you come into a check spot, a health check spot. I've seen people keel over, and the vets just look at them, in a cursory, look, turn and start working on the animal, and the animal could be fine. Yep. And there's, you know, the other person just kind of crawls away because, you know what? You volunteered to get here. They didn't. Okay, so here we go. Now, the animals you have, you know, you've got, if, you know, I have never been to one where they all worked at one time. But I've been to enough of them where I've seen them all.
Yes.
You know, working. Like things like
the owl.
Duck your head. Here comes, here comes the bird that poops on people going across. I don't,
I'm
not sure how that act works, but it's.
Well, the one that I saw the very beginning of the season, there's one of the cages, I guess. It's not really a cage. It's one of the carriers. That's the word. It raises up, and then the bird flies down to, not over the, this isn't over the audience, but just straight down to the trainer. She stayed up there for a very long time, just kind of looking around, and I don't really want to come down right now.
No, I've seen that. They just looked at that. Now, but the fox is always
on.
Always on, runs out, goes up the tree, gets in the other side. The porcupine sometimes just kind of just sits there.
Sometimes it's too warm.
You know
what? Doesn't want to come out.
I understand training a porcupine is kind of like training a penguin. Went down where they were, you know, they had a penguin show. Well, the penguin show consisted of a penguin coming out.
Uh-huh.
And the guy says, okay, now watch this. And these penguins come out, and this one comes over to him. He goes, I've worked on this penguin for 5 years. I finally got him to come to me. And he reaches down, the penguin turns around and walks away.
No, I'm done.
He says, that's it, I'm done. He goes, hey, you know, and everybody applauded. He got standing round of applause there. I think it's kind of like for some of the animals.
Yeah.
You know what? If they want to do it, and this is the best thing, you all don't force them.
Exactly.
There's nobody giving them little mini shocks to get them out of there.
Exactly. No, everything that they do are natural behaviors. They're learned so that they do them on command, but they're all natural. And the trainers do not force them to do anything. If they're not coming out, they're not going to come out. Well, they'll just keep talking and educating. And the one that I sat through, she had to talk for a long time. And she was great. It was all interesting information. It was all relevant information. And she just kept going like it was nothing. And then finally she came down and kept going like it was nothing. It was great. It was just, I mean, I know they know a lot, but it's just really impressive when they're stuck in that situation and have to talk.
Always exciting to have Christy here from Turtle Bay, and you always have such great information, and we need to support Turtle Bay. So tell us the summer hours again.
Summer hours are 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sundays.
Great.
All open every day.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by them. You did that on purpose, didn't you? You did. I was going, break, break, and you just ignored me, just kept on going. You did, but you looked at me.
I did.
You did. You looked at me, but
you. So what's this portion of the show brought to you by?
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say except Espresso Joe's has got the greatest coffee and cold drinks and a selection of wines and brews there that you can't beat. You know, if you like lattes and cold lattes, they have these icy, you know, caramel, all these things that you can get. Then walk next door to the best Tobacco Emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, by the way. 2143 Hilltop Drive, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back after these messages with Christy Kidd and Turtle Bay, and we've probably got a few other things, too, to talk about. I would like to talk about Don Featherstone just for a second, and because it has something kind of like falls into Turtle Bay.
And what's happening with Lake Mead.
And Lake Mead, and then also Lake Shasta and all this. But we also want to talk about why Turtle Bay is probably the best deal you're going to get for the summer. We'll be right back.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's peak performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Okay, now I can just see Christy Kidd choreographing to this.
Definitely.
Yeah. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 79 degrees, 7:50 in the morning here on Wednesday, the 24th. And Bob Belongi is at the helm, and I am here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We talked at the break, and I just think it's really important because, you know, we can come in and talk about the package, but there's so much that goes into the package. Like there's so much that goes, we talked about that earlier, about what goes in. We were talking about whiplash, what goes into the training or go into what it takes to get, considering that we're talking about Turtle Bay and this exhibit,
Mind Bender Mansion.
Where does that exhibit come from? And the fact that it's in two rooms, how long does it take to set it up and how much does it cost?
Mind Bender Mansion was created and is traveled by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. Sorry about that.
From Oregon.
Yes, from Oregon. Okay. And so they created it. They put it together. They had it there first and then they travel it. And so we got it from them. I don't know the exact cost of this one, but I know typically our exhibits, I mean, they're thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. That's why we get these wonderful sponsors who help pay for it for us that bring it in. And so that's that side of things. But then bringing it in and actually putting it into our galleries and, you know, making it fit in our space, because our space is a lot smaller than a lot of other places. Mm-hmm. So this one, I know they had to change a little bit. We have all the elements. You can still do everything, but mm-hmm. you have to kind of reorganize to make it fit. And so that takes between the time of taking down suite, what we had before, and then putting in this one, I think we had a 2.5 week turnaround, which is really fast, mm-hmm. especially considering suite had elements that were so big that didn't fit through our doorways that we had to take out the back window.
Did you say almonds?
No, elements. Sorry. I'm like, no.
Had well, you
elements.
Said sweet. So
I said
I was
it
like,
fast.
Well, gosh, they were giant, you know. They
giant
were,
almonds.
Yeah, they were giant almonds.
So to get some of that out, we had to actually remove the back window at the east end of the museum. And now it actually ended up being kind of a blessing in disguise because now we're changing it so that back window will turn into be on a hinge. So we won't have to fully take it out every time this happens.
Okay.
We'll be able to accommodate bigger pieces than what we were able to before in exhibits going mm-hmm. forward, which is really exciting.
Well, I remember when Sin and the Sagebrush was here mm-hmm. and we talked with the curator
uh-huh.
and she, you know, I didn't see this. I didn't know this before because you don't think about that when you see an exhibit, they come in crates.
They do. They come in boxes.
They come in crates. They're delivered mm-hmm. on a semi
yep.
with crates. But then you also, with the museum, have that temperature, like you can mm-hmm. get the finer things because of regulated,
controlled,
controlled temperature. So that's interesting. When you have an exhibit in crates that comes, that that truck has to be of a certain temperature, and then to move it in has to be. We don't think about those things. Like all of a sudden, boom, there it is. But it's like you. Anybody who's moved and saw the vacant house and then saw the house decorated knows what it is. But
it's
now when you're talking about fine art, or you're talking about things that are fragile, it's a whole other. It's a whole and a lot of there goes your blink, Hank.
Sorry.
You have a lot of volunteers at Turtle Bay. How many employees?
We have just under 50 full-time employees, and then we have part-time and seasonal employees as well. And, you know, that obviously varies depending on the time of year. We have more right now because it's summer and it's busier. But it's great there, the whole community of our employees, because, for example, when we're in Mindbender Mansion, we had to repaint the walls in the galleries to be what our curator wanted to be, to work with the mansion. And we had Mike Warren, our CEO, in grungy clothes painting the walls for 3 days.
You so all do that. You
everybody
all,
helps out because right. there's no way we'd ever turn around that quickly, first of all, and also do it well with only the three people on exhibit staff. Everybody has to help. So
you
it's,
guys
it's
are a
pretty
big
cool.
family. Just
we are.
Recently attended a big birthday party for Bev Stupak.
Oh, yes.
And, well, I'll tell you what, that made memories and Facebook for several weeks afterwards.
Yes, it did. I wasn't here, and I felt like I was for how much was on Facebook.
She was a big, big family, and a lot of people there that are supporters and good well wishers with everything that's happening with Turtle Bay. For our listeners, too, that you have these family prize packages for Turtle Bay, and I think we need to always drive home to our listeners how reasonable it is.
It's really reasonable. If you have a family of four or up to four kids, I should say. But even if you only have just two, it's $80 a year for everyone. And you can come every single day that we're open. There's no upcharges once you're inside the park, unless you want to feed the parrots. It is $1 to feed them their food. But everything else is free once you get inside. And you get discounts and all kinds of different things for being a member, too. Plus special events for you and things like that. So
and you have like little Turtle Bay camps. Don't you have day camps for kids?
We have summer camps going on right now. And I guess I haven't actually been over to see them because I can't move very fast right now. But I heard that the kids in the summer camp this week are just wonderful and having a great time. This week, I believe, is... Shoot, which camp is it? I want to say it's Weird Science. Maybe.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know. It sounds cool.
Great.
And then we have, let's see, I know most of them, the registration's already closed, but we have one more that registration, I believe, closes... I want to say July 6th.
This is great because this is beat the heat time.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, what is it? Ages first grade through sixth grade. And it's 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. It's a week-long camp. And if you're a member, you get a discount for your kids. They get a t-shirt. They get to learn all kinds of things. And they're, yes, it keeps them busy and also cool, which is nice.
Well, like I said, the kids were here. It just wasn't enough time with what we did. And I know that the family's going to be visiting at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So I think that now knowing that the exhibits are open, it's a great way to spend a day or two with the family. Mm-hmm. You had an exhibit that I think we went through that was not just the toys, but it was also guessing your weight and guessing your identity. Oh, that was fantastic.
That was last summer.
Oh, my gosh, that was fantastic. We did the kids to that, right.
Yeah, Mindbender is similar to that in that there's so many interactive things like that, which is really cool.
And kids like that. I think they learn that way, too, a lot better. So.
Exactly.
Well, okay, so thank you so much for coming again.
Thank you.
And the Turtle Bay, I love that you've got it, I believe. When you park there right before the bridge, there's a whole new sign that's
there
up.
There is. It's beautiful.
I feel like we're in a
great
know,
sign.
Like,
thank
you know, that's like we just are coming into Disneyland.
I know. It's so great. And it's lit up if you're there at night. It's so pretty. And we have been wanting that. That has actually been talked about since before I started at Turtle Bay over a year ago. So the fact that it's here is just so exciting.
Yeah, so it's like the archway. Nice. You are now entering Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
Have you seen Jurassic World?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking about. That we get some really big birds. Or we train the lorikeets.
Yes.
And you've got some like little kid running around that's being a bother. All of a sudden, all these like 150 lorikeets come down and pick up the kid.
That
and
was a
take
bad
them away.
Park experience.
No,
we don't want to do
park.
That.
No.
Although we did. There's a thing going through the internet where zookeepers have been training their animals like Chris Pratt does with the raptors.
our animal trainers did that. We took photos. They're on our Facebook, mimicking that training. And so we did it with the lorikeets, actually. And
with
the
clicker?
Like, they actually do use clickers so in some of our training, so it's actually hilarious.
Well, the next hour is going to be very interesting.
But we had the lorikeets, the turtles, and the snakes we trained, like the raptors. It was great.
You can train snakes with clickers?
No, not like that. They just took the picture.
Yeah, they did like a sign language,
blue.
Okay,
stay.
The best deal in for the summer, mm-hmm. $80 for a family.
Yep.
Everything after that is just walk in. If you want to, the only money you're going to spend is if you want to buy a dollar for the nectar for mm-hmm. the lorikeets.
Yep.
And then also a little fan form as they're coming in. This is, you know what, Turtle Bay is a community's got to have a newspaper. It's got to have a really good community radio station.
Of course.
Of course. It's got to have a museum. It's got to have art. It's got to have these things that make it a community. And we have all of that here. We have river trails that are beautiful for people to walk on. Mm-hmm. The fact is that when you see places, they say, oh, this is not a good place to live. They're basing it on statistics that have nothing to do with reality mm-hmm. in the sense that, oh, yeah, well, that's because people are smoke. Does that make this a bad place to live because other people smoke? No. No, it mm-hmm. doesn't. Anyway, thank you so much, Christy Kim.
Thank you, always.
I hope when you see you next time, you come in and you do backflips and all these.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Well, eventually.
Thank you so much.
The orthoscopic stuff, it just leaves these, just these little bitty marks on you. You can't even see it.
A couple things we discussed. I guess we're going to bring those back into the top of the hour.
There we are.
Before we have our next guest, we're going to talk about a little bit about some information on Lake Mead, and then you have a couple headlines that you wanted to discuss as well. And then we're bringing in our just very interesting guest. You don't want to go anywhere because I'm sure you're going to find something interesting out of this. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev in a Boston courtroom at this hour. He'll be formally sentenced to death for his role in the murder of three people, including a young boy. The Senate is set to wrap up a major trade bill later today. SRN's Linda Kenyon keeping an eye on events on Capitol Hill.
The six-year bill known as the Fast Track Trade Legislation would give the president the ability to negotiate trade deals. Congress would then vote to approve or reject those deals but could not make any changes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been one of the biggest supporters of the bill.
We had plenty of bumps along the road. Frankly, a few big potholes, too.
President Obama has made trade promotion authority one of his highest priorities, even though many Democrats in the House and the Senate opposed it, in part because the bill does not include assistance for Americans who might lose their jobs due to overseas trade deals. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, preliminary surveys by the National Weather Service have confirmed at least 9 tornadoes touched down in northern Illinois late Monday. The heaviest damage was in Coal City, Mayor Terry Halliday.
We want to make sure that people remember that it's still dangerous out there. There are broken limbs, glass, sharp objects, so please be careful.
The report says the tornadoes were caused by one long-tracked supercell thunderstorm. Stocks taking a pounding today on Wall Street. Investors keeping one wary eye on talks between Greece and its European creditors. A conservative member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights supports removing the Confederate flag from state grounds in South Carolina, but Peter Kersenow has some free speech concerns as well.
I'd rather live in a country where people can display the Confederate flag and where there may be sentiments harbored here and there than a country in which your totalitarian mandate is to think a certain way.
Kirsten, I was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles from 39 cents. Plus solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
France today, some of the U.S. ambassador to the foreign ministry following revelations by WikiLeaks that U.S. National Security Agency had eavesdropped on the past three French presidents. BBC's Gordon Carrera reports this is not the first instance of eavesdropping between the two countries.
I've spoken to French diplomats in recent years who've said that when they're in America, they get special instructions about how to use their phones and which phones to use, precisely because they know the Americans might be trying to monitor them. The truth is also the French spy on the Americans, and they have done for many years. I mean, these are two countries who are allies, but also are competitors in some fields. There has been spying for many decades between them.
This is BBC's Gordon Carrera. NATO Secretary General flatly rejecting accusations the alliance is fueling a Cold War-style rivalry with Russia, but says it must upgrade its military capacity just the same to be able to defend itself in the face of ongoing Russian aggression, especially in eastern Ukraine. This is SRN News. Preliminary findings of an investigation into that deadly apartment balcony collapse in Berkeley, California.
Building inspectors say the concrete balcony was supported by wooden beams that were badly rotted by water damage. The inspectors don't specifically say the rotten beams caused the collapse, but they are calling for more frequent inspections and some changes in local building codes aimed at limiting the exposure of balconies to moisture.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been struggling along with the other major indexes, not down terribly far, but the investors are keeping a close eye on the ongoing talks between Greece and its creditors. The Greeks have just a short time now to come up with the latest installment of their loan repayment. They also have to implement new austerity measures if they want to qualify for ongoing assistance. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 24th of June, and it is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live. Well, we're kind of streaming live. I just checked the I just checked our stream, and it's running like an hour. A little bit over an hour late. We're building a new computer to a new system to be able to push the streaming. For some reason, we're running through this and through the server, so I'm not sure if he's fixing the server or how he's doing it, the guy that handles all of this, so that we can continue to push out. And
he's
only
underground.
There's no delay on the streaming usually, so now we're back in an hour. But it sounds good, though. So anyway, honey, what's the looks like it's going to be a little warmer today?
Well, it's currently 80 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have our temperatures will be around 108 today. Say that with a deep breath. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 72. Now tomorrow, again, if you're going to be walking your dog or doing any chores or doing any like plant watering, make sure you do it super early in the morning, because our temperatures tomorrow will be 112. And we're going to be getting into a great conversation today about how you do, what you do, and what you don't do with your pets. Friday is going to be 113. So we know that the forecast just calls for a very hot, hot temperature. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be Shasta Gas customer.
A veteran-owned business that gives senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. They want everybody to know is that they just bring the weather report. They do not bring the weather itself. Otherwise, it'd be a lot cooler than that. And let's talk about it. It's going to be 108 today and 113 tomorrow. Maybe you should be calling Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. If your air conditioning system is not working, and I don't care what kind of air conditioning system it is, Alliance Heating and Air can fix it. They can repair it. They can clean it out. They can bring it back up so that your house is a little bit cooler than 90 degrees in there. That's right. And if you've got an emergency, give Martin a call. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. They're there for you. Have your system looked at. Have it working correctly. It's not going to get any cooler here. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now, before we get into our guest, we need to catch up on the Don Featherstone died. He was 79 years old. Okay. Anybody who knows who Don Featherstone is, you win a you'll win something, all right? Don Featherstone.
I just looked down and read that and went, oh, right. Hey.
He ran a plastics factory, and he was a sculptor. He was very well loved by his family. Everything you read about, everybody that talked about him said, this is just a great guy. But what did he do that has brought him into the annals of history? He invented the pink flamingo lawn. The pink plastic.
We were flocked.
Yeah, lawn flamingo.
Yeah.
And Redding Christian came out there. And people could pay to have other people flocked, and we paid to have people flocked. You wake up and you walk outside, and there's like 100 of these flamingos on your yard. And you know what? I walked out, walked through them, got into my truck, and I turned around and I went, there's flamingos on my yard.
Okay, but the flamingo flamingo, I think, is really...
This is iconic.
It is iconic, and it really is like, late 50s, 60s kitsch. It is so kitschy, pink flamingo, and it still continue on with the visual of the pink flamingo will be like along with the Velvet Elvis.
They've sold millions of them, and they still sell thousands a year. So that was kind of cool. The other thing is right here in Redding at the Armed Forces Center, a fire. The Marine vehicle that was out, the U.S. Marine Corps vehicle out there, was torched. I don't know if it was torched. However, it burned at 1:34 in the morning, and it could have just burst into flames in the middle of the night. They're investigating it. They don't know if it was arson or not. That was completely ruined. Heroin use is up 25% in Shasta County, according to the grand jury. You know, meth has always been here, but because everybody's is really crimping down on the pharmaceuticals. It looks like heroin is raising its real ugly head here in Shasta County, which kind of ties into something we're going to talk about, too. I think that's all I have, but you had something about Lake Mead
the 8 o'clock hour with all of this. Well, the pink flamingo conjures up wonderful memories, and it will always conjure up, if you're going to, happy trailer park thoughts. Okay, now, this is something that I think, again, when we think about conserving water, Lake Mead sank to a record low Tuesday night by falling below the point that would trigger a water supply shortage if the reservoir doesn't recover by January. 9 cities are without water. Water managers expect the lake's elevation level to rebound enough to ward off the 2016 shortage thanks to a wetter-than-expected spring. But in the long run, as Bureau of Reclamation spokesman said, we still need a lot more water.
They're talking about building about putting more pipes lower into the dam so they can get the water out. Right now, if the water goes down much lower, it will uncover the outtake pipes, that they have that takes the water to Las Vegas.
And here's something I didn't know. Water closer to the surface is warmer and requires more treatment to bring it to a drinking quality. So as the water goes down, there's a lot more energy that goes into just what it takes. So I just think that this is another one of those, just be mindful of where your water's going right now. And this is why. Look at Lake Mead. Anyway.
Okay. Now, on the we've had a lot of comments on it. It was on the news this morning. We have some people we know that their car was broken into. And they have really good high
def. For the eighth time.
Well, I don't know if it's the eighth time. But it could be the eighth time. But they have high definition cameras. And now, the first time, our cars are parked outside.
In a carport.
In a carport, because we don't have a
garage.
A garage. I can say in 8 years, though, we've only had one time that anything's happened to the cars. And that was the night that we both managed to leave our
car doors
open. Now,
had the kids.
And
we
so
were
when
spacey.
When I do that and somebody so comes in and takes my stuff like that, it wasn't like they took a lot of stuff. They did take a camera. And but that was my fault in the sense of I left the car door unlocked, because all I've talked about for years is keeping your doors locked. I mean, the chief of police has had his stuff taken because somebody left his door open. Not him, but his family. And you see all these things happening. But the point is that why should I have to worry about that? Because there's people out there that will take advantage. They will come in and they will steal from you. And other people have had much more stolen, lost much more stuff. The other thing that's going on is when I was talking to a person that knows, and Linda was sitting there that day, about the amount of assaults that are going on in the civilian community. I kind of thought it was just thug on thug. You know, you hear these beatings and all this. And I was told that, no, that's not true. This person that knows, I mean, he knows for sure. He says he's at least 7 or 8 that he knows per month. And he said he would imagine that's doubled of thugs attacking civilians. When I say thugs attacking civilians, that these are jumping on people that are just walking, minding their own business, and a lot of them are on the river trail. Now, do I say that to scare people? No, I say it to tell people that, you know, if you're walking, if you're a lady and you're walking, you may want to walk in twos. But the reason we're here today is because we're going to talk about how you can protect yourself at all times, not just on the river trail, but in your car, at your house. Somebody comes in and tries to break in your car. May not be the best idea for them. And how are we going to do that? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to tell you how. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's Veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Reading. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl.
And they have arrived.
8:18 in the morning, 80 degrees out there, going up to 108 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by a lot of things that are happening next week. On the 2nd, Linda is, of course, entertaining at Wind River. And has her band out there, Lady Bottom
Bluebirds,
out there running jazz and from 7 to 9 at Elements Lounge. You got to give them a call, though. 243-3377 if you want reservations. It's pretty much filled up a lot. And then on the next morning at in the morning, we are going to be at Crown Motors with our friends, with veterans that we're going to be talking about the 4th of July, what it means to you.
A live remote so you can
And a live remote so you can come on down, and we're going to have some people from the Veterans Home.
And they're also doing a big special, a July 4th
sale.
Special
big sale
for
down there.
Cars, and they love to
that's
do.
Right.
They love to give back to the veterans, so that's important.
They do. And we're also going to be talking to immigrants to our country that are here come here to live, work, and have succeeded, become huge successes in our country as immigrants. And so I think that's important, too, when we remember what America's about, 239th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that and, of course, then the baseball game on Saturday,
July 4th,
where we're having a salute to the veterans with the Marine Corps Color Guard, national anthem sung by our own Linda Bott. And the
Stay for fireworks afterwards.
It's going to be a great day.
It's a true all-American experience.
And then the next day, July 5th, from 11:30 to 1:30.
Actually, 11 to 2 is when they kick off the first jazz brunch at U202. And I'll be there with my jazz ensemble from 11:30 to 1:30. I know it'll be hot, but there's misters and there's manmoses and velvet Elvises. And we talked about they've got these really fun, like a new chef too. Chef is there in town. A new chef is in town. Like a new sheriff is in town. Well, there's a new chef in town, too.
So. Okay.
Anyway, so that's all the stuff going on.
All right. We're here today with Donald Armstrong and, of course, Kelly Verhoog.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
And the reason we know Donald, I just met him this morning, is because of Kelly. And we've known Kelly a long time. And Kelly was talking about this dog she had gotten. And she called it Recon. So come on in here, Kelly. Get a little bit closer in there. Good morning. Is it turned on?
Okay,
there
we go.
Turn it on too.
Yeah,
that helps.
So
okay, are we there? All right. Yeah.
I'm looking at you, thinking. I think. See a light that's not on over there. So
can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good morning.
So so she went out and bought this dog that is a
Doesn't go out and buy
it. What kind of dog is this?
I didn't buy him.
Oh, that's right.
He did not just go out and buy him.
He's a rescue.
He's a freebie. Yep.
He was a rescue. He was a failure.
He failed the police academy.
He failed the police, and you know, once you fail the police academy, I mean, where are you going to go?
Right.
You can't just go out in the corner and just stand there and bite people.
Exactly.
You know? So, yeah.
Well, let's get a little bit, you know, this is all a wonderful segue into Donald and how you met Donald. But,
that's right.
So we heard you kind of talking about this, your brother or somebody and this dog, and then the next thing you know, you're like, I'll take him. Can we go a little bit further back about how we even got here?
Well, I married a lab man, a Labrador Retriever kind of man, 20 years ago.
Dr. So, Norm Verhoeven.
Yeah, so that's all we've had is our various labs. I walk on the river trail every day and always have a dog or two with me. And as it's getting a little more I get a little more nervous now.
A little dicey out there.
Yeah, it's getting dicey out there. You know, I'm walking alone with my dogs in the peace and quiet, enjoying the birds. And then I hear in the bushes a cough.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh, dang. That's happening all the time. So I know they're out there. I'm happy they're not interested in me, at least so far. But I just told my husband, you know, with a Labrador, everybody approaches me. Hey, how you doing? They just assume my dog is friendly. They pet it. We chit-chat. The guy could pull out a knife and my dog wouldn't do anything, you know,
right.
Because he hasn't been trained. And
he doesn't know any better.
He doesn't know any better.
If he intervened, it would be by accident.
And mostly, isn't it true that dispositions of labs we think are they're fun, loving, splashy, loving, licky?
Oh, yeah. So labs, everybody's, you know, and you have to remember, we have an awful lot of tourists who come and do the river trail. Bethel people from all over the world come in, and I meet them on the river trail. So it's a very friendly place, and people will always ask, hey, if I go this way, will I make it back to the parking lot, or is there a bridge across the river? Or, you know, so there is a lot of chit-chatting that happens.
Sure.
So I told my husband, I said, I'd be much more comfortable if I had a dog that people would not get into my space. You can ask me a question or say good morning, but don't come within 6 feet of me. Just I want to have my bubble. Don't get too close to me. And I said a shepherd would be the answer. So my brother is the lieutenant for the police department in Anderson, Rocky Harpam, my baby brother.
Hey, Rocky.
And he said, well, you know, there is a police training facility, a canine facility. And he said, when they have a failure, I don't know what they do with those dogs, but it does happen every once in a while. I said, well, you talk to that owner and you tell him when he has a failure, I want to come down and check it out. I think I'd like to have something like that. I don't need a canine. I just would like a free German Shepherd, and I don't do puppies. I need an adult dog, not a puppy. So one day my brother called me, so I drove down there, and there were three dogs there, and two of them looked a little bit like sociopaths, but this one, he came right at me, and he, with his ears back and his head down, and he wrapped himself around my body and then put his head against my knee and looked straight up into my eyes, and you could just see he was saying, can you just get me the heck out of here? And so, he was too.
And you were in love.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay, so
he was mine.
He had failed the training.
He was 2 years old. He was born in Slovenia.
Uh-huh.
And he was, or Slovakia, whatever. Anyway, so I have his passport.
Either one is okay.
Whatever. He was trained for a year and then purchased by this police academy when he was a year old,
mm-hmm.
and flown to Red Bluff,
right.
to the Red Bluff Airport. And that's where he had training for almost a year before they failed him.
Now, they failed him because?
They said on his paperwork, he's failed because he's a cuddler.
He's a cuddler. Okay,
isn't that
so
a shame?
He's not aggressive. He's not aggressive enough.
No.
All right. And now this is a lot of money. These dogs are a lot of
money. Oh my goodness.
I mean,
yes.
We're talking I don't know if it's five figures, but it's up there in the four figures.
Well, the Canine Academy paid $4,500 for him. I have that paperwork and I see his plane ticket was $1,700. So he was a big investment.
He flies better than I do. So,
yeah.
Okay. So then now you've got a dog that's a cuddler of failure.
Right.
A failure cuddler.
A failure cuddler.
So what did
what
you do?
What
so
a what shame.
What did you do?
So I first took him to my vet, and she tried to steal him from me because she fell in love with him the minute she met him and said, this is my dream dog. I think he should be mine. So then I tried all the regular things that you do that I've done in obedience classes, you know, clicker, treat. You know, I have taught him 20 commands, but I kept telling my brother that I don't understand this dog. He keeps looking at me like he wants me to tell him to do something. I've taught him 20 commands. What more am I supposed to do? And he likes tennis balls, so I tried fly ball. Well, that was ridiculous. It was a bunch of dogs like your dog, Snooki, running around, you know, running.
Excuse me. Did I just hear
elk killer?
Did I just hear some condensation in your voice? Or did I just hear you putting down my dog because you have a foreign-born? I want to see papers. Is this dog here legally? Or do we have to maybe call somebody about this? I mean, does he have legal papers?
Hey, America's the home of immigrants, all right?
It is.
If they're here legally, okay, but instead you're talking, you know what, don't make me.
Okay, so let's get back to the story, fly
ball. So fly ball didn't work because these dogs go after the ball like a real happy dog.
Yeah.
then my dog goes after the ball like a rocket launcher. She'd never seen anything like that before. She's like, I don't think Recon could be a part of the team because he's
a little aggressive.
He's over the top.
Okay, so we're going to take a break in a couple minutes. So, okay, so now we're here, and you say, okay, the dog needs more training.
And my brother finally said,
okay.
There's this new guy in town.
And do,
yeah, do, do, do. And he said, he walked into my office.
Welcome to my world, dog. Yeah. Yes. Welcome to my world.
And okay. He said, hey, I'm new to the I'm new to the area. I train canines. I will take over training the canines for Anderson.
Okay.
Wow.
And we're going to take a break right now because now we're going to get into Donald Armstrong.
And the Supreme Canine Team.
No, Supreme Team.
Canine.
All there right, you go. No, I've got
He's
this
got
now.
It.
I've got
Donald
this now.
Armstrong.
And we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. We're going to talk about now turning a dog who has the potential into a working dog that can protect your family. But Donald can do this with a variety of dogs. Let's go, and we'll be right back after these messages. Okay.
And we want to find out about
summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl.
Shasta Speedway's track day and night is Thursday, June 25th. Just think, you could be driving your own car on the Shasta Speedway racetrack. You'll get a full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection of your car. You don't want to miss your chance to race your own street car on the racetrack. Not only test the limits of your car, but test your limits as a driver. You never know. You could gain some serious bragging points with family and friends. Run your car or one of the rentals. Get one full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection. Only $75. It's Thursday, June 25th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Customized sessions, fast pass, novice, no experience, pace laps by reservation only. Go to Shasta-Speedway.com or call 530-515-8282. The Shasta Speedway track day and night is Thursday, June 25th, and brought to you in part by Coors Light, Blue Moon, Lithia Toyota, Tri-Counties Bank, Paint Mart, Napa Auto Parts, Anderson RV, Record Searchlight, Harvest Printing, Pepsi, Budweiser, Cicada Cantina, Applebee's, Logan's, Rock Auto, and this radio station.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and DeBott, KCR 1460 Free Fire Radio. It is 8:32 in the morning. 80 degrees. Weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And it is, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Better known business. Great haircuts. It's like the Cheers of barbershops right there. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop. Linda goes in there and sits, catches up.
No, I stick my toe in because I'm not walking into the man cave.
Come on. It's not a man cave. It's much better than
it is. It is a man cave, but I like it. That's good. You guys need to have your space.
Nice people in there. Okay, we're sitting here with Donald Armstrong, who is the owner and the CEO of Supreme Team Canine. And we've got him here because we have very good friends, the Verhoeks, and Kelly, through a long series of things that happen, ends up with a failure, a dog that failed out of police academy because it was a snuggler, but yet was too aggressive, really, I mean, but still had aggressiveness there. She said, what to do? And her brother, who is the canine guy down, a lieutenant down in the Anderson Police Department, said, you need to talk to Donald Armstrong. And let's talk to Donald right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Donald.
Good morning.
Good morning. Getting close to that microphone there.
Yeah.
Donald, you how long have you are a recent transplant up here to the North State.
Yes.
And you came out of Oakland. How'd you get here?
Faith. Following my heart. I looked from Willows to Oregon, and I just had faith in where I was going to end up.
And you've
ended up in Happy Valley.
Happy Valley. In a house that?
In a house. 6 acres, 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, which we're putting together. I have a 20,000-square-foot training field that we do our training on. And pigs, chickens.
Now, you came out. Did you come out of the city in Oakland?
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have any of this?
Right. Oh, no. It was all in my heart.
And you knew you wanted to do this?
Since I was born.
Well, now, I just, you know, so you took your family, nine kids?
Yeah, ten.
Ten.
I took nine,
ten kids.
Yep.
And they're all here, and you moved them out of Oakland. Now, your son's sitting back in the other room, and I said, and I asked him just a minute ago, I said, so you miss Oakland? No.
He said, not no. One of them have gone back.
Yeah, and he said, no.
Nah, they don't want to go back.
New life.
The six that's here, no.
That's great. Okay, so your background. I mean, we're going to talk about you and your dogs, but a little bit about you.
Born in Philadelphia, raised in East Oakland. Was in Philly when Philly was Oakland now.
Uh-huh.
So from...
Tough place.
Tough to tougher. Been on my own since I was 14. Got into training dogs. It was a gift. Had a couple of dogs as a kid. Realized I had a gift and somehow ended up in a competition with a fun competition match with a bunch of police and ex-police.
Uh-huh.
And it was no contest.
And you just beat them.
Hands down.
Bad. Okay, so now.
Just
so
good.
Where was the competition at?
It was in Oakland.
In Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
But you've traveled around now too.
Oh, yeah.
As part of your training.
Yeah, experience. Well, I just came back last year from Amarillo, Texas.
Uh-huh.
We did a big competition, and we taught a lot of guys from all over the United States on narcotic dogs, bomb dogs, and then we let them compete the next day. We was up uh-huh. there for 3 days, and I don't know if anyone's familiar with Mike Rutland. He was there with us.
Mike Rutland is the... There's a SEAL, and he is he's written a book called and this is a you know he has written a number of books, but this one is Navy SEAL Dogs: My Tale of Training Canines for Combat by Mike Rutland. He's also written Trident Canine Warriors, and people a lot of people don't know this, but when we've worked with them with not only the SEALs but in Delta, there's always dogs going in with them. Man, it's part of their team that goes on. So this guy obviously knows his stuff, and you've been working with him.
So you were in Amarillo, and he was part of the training.
Well, actually, he was it was interesting because he was a surprise guest. And when we got there, on my way there on the plane, I was reading his book. I didn't know he was going to be there. So we all in this big auditorium, and we're sitting there, and here he comes out. And I look down at my book, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is my
This is the man. Yeah.
So he hands out books, and everybody's, you know, they go get them autographed. And it's a long line out the door. I get up to him, and I have a hardback. And everybody else has the little
paperback.
So he looks at me. He said, wait a minute. How'd you get this? I said, well, one of my clients bought this for me. Actually, three of them bought me one. And he said, so you knew I was coming? I said, no. I just
been reading it. Yeah.
I was reading the
it's
book.
It's a good book.
Look up, and there you are. And he's like, man, from then on, it was on.
Is that right? So does it kind of like you two kind of hit it off right then?
Because we had the same everything. Like his war was, you know, he was military, and Oakland is like war, man.
As close as you're going to get.
If not a little worse, because it's like being in Iraq with your kids. Because in Oakland is, you know, I got all my babies and everything. So imagine that.
Well, we send our corpsmen and our doctors up to work in the emergency rooms of hospitals up in Oakland and L.A. When there's no war going on, because it's the only way they get subject to real traumas, gunshots, beatings, knifings, and things like this.
The
is
notorious
taking, sending them up there.
Yeah. Highland Hospital. Yeah.
Right. And that's where they train when there's not a war going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you two hit it off. You know, but the in Oakland, you were training dogs then, too. But you didn't really have a training facility.
Well,
I
had a training facility in Oakland. One of the largest in Bay Area history.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right outside of the Oakland airport. It was sitting on 17 acres, but I had just another 20,000 square foot that I had of it, but was able to utilize the whole thing.
And this was your company?
Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
This is your Supreme Team Canine?
Yes.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So this is a business you started, an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah.
And then spread it because obviously the people heard about you and wanted to start bringing their dogs there.
Yes.
This is great. And then at some point you said, you know what, it's time to get out of a war zone.
Yeah.
And it's come up someplace else. All right. So you moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can talk about you and your training techniques because your training style is a lot different than other people's, I believe.
Well, yeah, I train. The dogs are easy. I train people.
It's kind of like the horse.
Well, you know, the horse whisperer says the same thing. It's not the horse. It's the rider that he's training. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you said the horse whisperer.
Yeah.
Not the dog whisperer.
No, not the dog. No, no, I wouldn't say that because.
Yeah, I talk loud.
Yeah.
No whispering here.
Okay. So you're training both, real frankly. I mean, the dog and the owner on how to work together.
Yeah. Because 9 times out of 10, I mean, you see it every day. People have dogs that you go to their home or they're walking up the street. They got to all but walk in the street to go around you or put their dogs in the back. People look at it as some people look at it as I'm training dogs to be mean and things like that. But no, the dogs are already that I have encountered out here are already mean. They just have no control. So I basically teach people how to control their dog.
Well, so you're taking a dog and, you know, that it's natural, you know, if whatever its natural tendencies are.
Yeah.
And then you're refining these so that if you have a dog that's misbehaving or untrained, which essentially is things that I've heard is that a dog likes to know its parameters, just like people do.
Just like kids.
You have to, once you give them their parameters, they're really happy in that parameters. They know they can do these things.
Mm-hmm.
The most thing that most people hate, and I've read this, and I don't know, that's why I'm asking you,
mm-hmm.
is that uncertainty. You know, or people are uncertain or tense. And this
Tell
is where you come
it.
In.
Well, this is like a horse in a certain sense. Is it just the spirit of the animal? Like animals have instincts. They can tell if you're not sure. If you're confident, they pick up that energy like your alpha.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was never really aware of that until I started working with him 3 months ago because he would... If we can't get Recon to do something perfectly like we want to, Donald knows, the dog knows how to do this. We're just not getting it out of him. then Donald will, he can read Recon's emotions and his body language. And he looks at me and goes, look at that right shoulder. Look how tense your shoulder. Look at you. Just take a deep breath, Kelly. Just relax. You don't have to, this is not, you're trying to make your kid perfect. We're here for training. We want him to make a mistake so that we can teach him how to do it right. Mm-hmm. You need to quit being just uptight. You need to, and I'm like, he acts all relaxed and laid back just like this all the time, but he is completely wary and aware and tuned into everything.
Control. Yeah.
So, Donna, when you see a dog for the first time, what do you do?
Hopefully, I mean, I try to go right up to him and kiss him. but no, just read him. I watch the owner, the dog together. I tell them to walk around, and I have a gift of just reading dogs. Give me 2 or 3 minutes, I can tell you pretty much that dog's whole life.
Really? Just by the way they move?
Just the way they interact with the owner.
Okay. All right, so you get a so you've watched them move, and then what's the next step then?
Go to work.
Okay.
Start at
do you keep the dog, or does it?
No.
You have him come in for, how long are your training sessions, I guess I should say?
It depends on the dog.
Okay.
I'm like they say, I'm different from everybody else. I do it. It can be 2 hours. It can be 5 minutes. It depends on the dog. You don't want to overwhelm them. If they're having a good day, hey, we're going to take advantage of this, and we're going to work. Mm-hmm. Once I see that it's evening out, before it start going downhill, we stop. We always end on a good note.
Positive note.
If we work on something the previous training session and we go into the next one and it hits like in 2 minutes, it was perfect. Hey, we stopping here.
Right there.
We have to end
positive
on
reinforcement.
Positive, yes.
Right. Hey, Donald, you know, the horse. And Linda didn't, you know, I was telling her, you can usually tell if a horse understands something, it gets it. Horse will lick its lips. I mean, when it rests and then it, when it licks its lips, you can kind of say, okay, they kind of understand here. Mm-hmm. Is there something a dog does that kind of tells you that, oh, okay, I got it?
Every dog is different.
Yeah.
Every dog is different. Some will just get relaxed and lay to one side on one hip. Some just the ears that just come down. You can look at them until they're just like calm, but their eyes are intent. Focused on their owner.
But they got it, and so you say, okay, he knows.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question for you before we take a break. If you have an aggressive dog and you're training how to work with that dog, and you've worked that day to train with them, and there's this alpha thing that we're talking about, mm-hmm. Do they come back? Are they always trying to push to become alpha, and you have this give and take all the time? Or did he finally figure out your alpha and I'm following your order? I'm following your lead or following your cues or whatever there's probably names of your commands.
Yeah. Well,
in the animal world, in the dog world, inside the dog's mind.
Well, eventually we do, the owners end up alpha.
Okay.
But it depends on the owner. Like I said, the dogs is easy. The owner can cause conflict when they give a command. It's not just like dealing with people. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Mm.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
It's the stuff in between the lines.
And you can take this home outside of the dog world.
Yes.
And so many people have said, I've changed their life.
Well, that's, you know, let's talk about that when
the
we get back.
The stuff, I got chills. In between the lines of what you really mean. Woo!
Let's take a quick break here. We are here with Donald Armstrong, who is the owner and the trainer for Supreme Team Canine, who had a facility, a large facility, the largest facility in Oakland, California, has said, you know what, I've had enough of Oakland. You know, I'm in a war zone here with my kids, and decided to come to Redding, looked at everything from Corning
Happy
all the
Valley.
Way up to Oregon, and ends up in Happy Valley. That's absolutely outstanding. We'll be right back after these messages.
She hates my mama.
Lyle Lovett and his large band are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater.
She hates the
This four-time Grammy winner is a music icon, fusing country, swing, jazz, and the blues. He'll bring it all to the Cascade Theater stage Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now to the general public. Get yours today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:48 in the morning. It's going to be a hot day with temperatures up to 108, so don't be a fool and leave your children or your dogs or anything in the car, period. Just take them out right now and don't ever put them in for the rest of the day. So it's going to be, again, 108 with our lows of 72 tonight, 112 tomorrow, and 113 on Friday. Dangerously hot. And so just remember, be mindful about that. And also for yourself individually, hydrate.
That's right. And while you're here, while it's going to be this hot, why not head out to Holiday Harbor?
Oh, boy.
And Lake Shasta. They're having 25% off specials there for all 2015 summer rates on select models during this thing. Shasta Lake's got more usable water than any other lake in California. Get out there. Get in the water. You know, rent a patio boat. It makes no difference. Get out there. It's going to be hot. You might as well be just have the top of your head showing in the lake. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. Hey, we're here with Donald Armstrong, the owner and the force behind Supreme Team K9, and Kelly Verhoog, one of his students that was in the paper and on video for the kind of training he's done. But let's go back. Let's go on with a little bit more with Donald. And you've had how many dogs have you trained? Would you say?
I couldn't say. I don't know.
Hundreds, thousands.
Hundreds. Yeah,
hundreds. Okay.
Maybe thousands.
But there must be okay. Are there anything ones come to your mind though? I mean, ones that, you know, most memorable training sessions or something that was just great, or is it just like, oh, my gosh, I am in the middle of a storm here?
No, the most intense ones is, I mean, I love that. That's normal for me. I like it like that. But the ones that stick to me is like the little old lady who has, believe it or not, lap dogs, two Yorkies and a Chihuahua, and she had four. She couldn't open her front door. She lived on a main street. She opened her front door, and one of her little dogs bolts out, get hit by a car. So she wants me to train her dogs to not cross the threshold of her door. So when she go get her groceries or she's coming in the house, you don't have to worry about
them running out.
So just to see her, you know, the tears come from her eyes after.
Is that easy to do? Train dogs not to do things like that?
Nothing's easy, but it takes a lot of time. Patience is the biggest thing. Inconsistency.
Patience and consistency when you're training dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kids.
Now, we've only got like about 8 minutes left. We have a phone call, though. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Wait a second. Got to get everybody's ears on. Okay.
Thanks,
all right, Ruth.
Okay. I just have to say, I'm enjoying this conversation as I'm bringing my dog back from the river trail. And I just have been listening so intently to Donald. And I have a question for him. I have two giant schnauzers who bark. And they only bark when I put them in the truck because they know they're going for a walk. But they bark 4 or 7 miles until I get to the river trail. And it's embarrassing, but I figure, well, you know the dog. So I'm just going to let them bark. If it annoys somebody, it does. But is there something that he can suggest they do while they're in the back of the truck? Because they just love getting in the back of the truck. Anyway, I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, Ruth, thanks. She's got dogs that bark as soon as they get in the truck, all the way to the river trail, yeah. 7 miles.
People can hear her coming.
Is there anything that she can do?
Let them bark. It's like the kids in the back seat of the car going to Six Flags. If you're talking about it, they're excited.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not going to tell them to be quiet. Let them bark.
Let them bark.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Let it be.
I can do that. I mean, hey, I can give that advice. Okay.
A dog is a dog.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the training of Recon here.
It's like the kids going to Six Flags. I love the analogy. That's great.
Well, you know what? We'll hear dogs because we go to Benton Dog Park, and we'll hear dogs barking.
Coming
up the street because they know they're going to go out there and see other buddies. And I mean, and you haven't lived. You've seen like 25 of these little dogs, all of them white. Maybe one. No, they're almost all white dogs, and you know, or brown dogs, and they're all out there together, little ones. I mean, and they're all buddies, you know. And nobody knows. We don't know each other's names, but
there's
Sadie, and there's Jack, and there's the enforcer. Yeah, Shadow the enforcer. Yeah. Okay,
the timid one.
Let's talk about Recon. Recon an exceptional animal?
Recon the dog.
Recon the dog. Or is this the kind of dog that you can do this work with?
Recon is, yes, he's exceptional.
He is exceptional.
He's, like I say, the only thing he's ever cuddled was my arm.
Your arm with the bite.
You see the scars right there. That dog is.
Then there are. By the way, those are scars on his arm.
Is he like close to a machine?
That arm bag on or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Lovable dog. He had a bad life coming up. You can tell.
Okay.
And we fixed it. And it was an honor to work with this dog.
Wow. Now, Donald, now people want to see this. Now, Kelly, it's on. They've got videos of, and it was in the paper, in fact, on Reading.com, videos of what Donald has done with Recon. Now, what are some of the things that he has done when you're walking down the trail?
Well, when I walk down the trail and I see someone suspicious walking toward me or someone that looks like they'll make me a little nervous, then I tell Recon to watch him. And then he stops sniffing around, and he just walks right next to me in a perfect heel, head up, ears up. So the guy coming to me, is wary. It's like, oh, my gosh, that dog is totally focused on me. And then as we pass each other, as this man passes me or whoever it is passes me, I just say reverse. And I keep on walking. And Recon reverses and walks backwards in a perfect heel, staring at that person. So when that guy looks back and to check, you know,
the dog's walking backwards.
That dog is walking
backwards. He's checking your six there.
And he is, yeah.
How do you get him to do that, Donald? How do you get him just to turn around and walk backwards?
It's amazing.
Like, how did I get Recon to?
Well,
he's very driven. He has a lot of prey drive.
Tennis ball is his prey.
And that sleeve. Yeah. They taught him to bite wherever he came from, but they didn't. They couldn't get him to let go.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm thinking, why he failed, because they could not get him
to let go. Okay.
I did. I'm not patting myself on the back, maybe a little, but I got him to let go.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's obviously method you're using.
Yeah. It's,
took a lot of work.
That's what it took. Yeah. I just used everything.
Well, now, okay,
all
so
now,
the other things I was told about is that there's a word you can use to protect yourself.
I have a magic
word.
It's like
me pulling a pistol. You use the word on the dog, and it's a secret word.
Yes.
The dog will then protect you.
Oh, yeah.
By launching into an attack.
Oh, yeah. And he's had his son hiding hiding in my driveway when I walk out with the dogs in the morning. I least expect it, and out jumps this guy to jump me. And, you know, as he jumps me, I say the magic word, and, you know, he's attacked his son a couple times. And,
of course, your son is probably dressed in all types of armor,
he's
right?
Protected.
And
he's
it depends on how he was behaving the day before.
Okay, we're going to go train recon, huh? You want to do bad in school? We're going to go train recon tomorrow. Dad, no!
Does your son help you in your training?
Yeah, all my sons help.
Yeah,
and he also hides in the bushes on the river trail sometimes, and will jump out at different places.
We don't have a lot of time here left, but in the middle of this attack, you can also cut it off.
Oh, it's fantastic, and as a matter of fact, it's great.
Here's the dog launches; it's going for you, and you can say that other word.
And he stops on a dime. And we tested it in a different scenario a couple nights ago. We were having dinner outside. We had people at the house. There was a deer outside the fence line. And I was like whispering, look, everybody, look how pretty. Don't let the dog know, but look how pretty. And everybody's enjoying the beauty and the quiet. And all of a sudden, Recon's like, what's everybody looking at? And he looks around. He launches like a rocket ship after that deer. And I don't want that. So I just yelled, no. And he stopped so fast, the bits of grass flew in the air.
That's the secret word?
And that's it. No. And he turned around. But when he yells it, when somebody else yells it, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Only me.
That's what it is. Even her attack word. I mean, we tried it. I've said it.
Yeah, he says it.
I have people just say the attack word. It doesn't work that way.
Okay. Oh. All right. So, and the big thing was is that, Donald, is that the dog immediately shuts down.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What a good job. Okay, now, we're running out of time. We're going to have you back
on
again.
Oh, my gosh, this has been
because there's all types of things that we need to talk about. How do people get a hold of you?
You can either call the Anderson Police Department and ask for me or...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can call me at 530-357-3259 or 510-565-9257.
Okay, so you can go to the Anderson Police Department and say, hey, we'd like to get a hold of Donald Armstrong. Do you have a website or anything like that yet?
It's being built now. I'm up here.
Okay. When you get that, we'll put it here as a link. But we'd like to have you come back again. And let's talk about some things about not just future plans for Recon, but let's talk about your plans and maybe open it up for some questions for people.
Yeah, that's what I
would
like. I would like people to be able to get their questions answered so they can understand what we do.
Right. And if there's any problems people are having with their animals, you may be the one to answer that. Mm-hmm. You're not the quote whisperer, but you're obviously somebody that's here for a good reason.
He's Supreme Team Canine.
That's right.
Rushmore, Cleopatra, behave.
Okay.
Listen to Daddy on the radio right now. Hey. I'm sorry.
All right, everybody. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking sex trafficking with and the problems we're having in the area with that. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The father of the youngest Boston Marathon bombing victim says Johar Tsarnaev could have made a different choice. Says he didn't have to plant the bomb behind a group of children. Bill Richard is the father of 8-year-old Martin Richard, one of the three people killed in the attack. Bill Richard addressed Tsarnaev today at Tsarnaev's sentencing hearing. After the victims and their loved ones are through, Tsarnaev will get the chance to speak. But New York Law School professor Robert Blecker doesn't think we'll be hearing from him.
I don't expect he will speak unless he's willing to express remorse, whether he feels it or not. His lawyers probably won't let him talk unless they're convinced that he will fake it.
At the conclusion of the hearing, Tsarnaev will be formally sentenced to death. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley ordering Confederate flags be removed from the grounds of the state capitol. The order comes a week after the Charleston Church massacre.